Penguin Random House Audio presents A Great Deliverance by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
Chapter 1. It was a solecism of the very worst kind. He sneezed loudly, wetly, and quite unforgivably into the woman's face. He'd been holding it back for 3/4 of an hour, fighting it off as if it were Henry Tudor's vanguard in the Battle of Bosworth. But at last he'd surrendered, and after the act, to make matters worse, he immediately began to snuffle. The woman stared. She was exactly the type whose presence always reduced him to blithering idiocy. At least 6 feet tall, dressed in that wonderfully insouciant mismatch of clothing so characteristic of the British upper classes, she was ageless, timeless, and she peered at him through razor-blue eyes, the sort that must have reduced many a parlour-maid to tears 40 years ago. She had to be well over 60, possibly closer to 80, but one could never tell. She sat bolt upright in her seat, hands clasped in her lap, a finishing school posture which made no concessions towards comfort. And she stared, first at his Roman collar, then at his undeniably dripping nose. "Do forgive, darling. 1,000 apologies. Let's not allow a little faux pas like a sneeze to come between such a friendship as ours." He was always so amusing when engaged in mental conversations. It was only aloud that everything became a terrible muddle. He snuffled again. Again she stared. Why on earth was she travelling second class? She'd swept into the carriage in Doncaster like a creaking Salome with rather more than 7 veils to her ensemble, and for the remainder of the trip she'd alternated between imbibing the railway's foul-smelling tepid coffee and staring at him with a disappointment.